Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line?
We don't know.
Barbershop Talk 101.
Barbershop Talk 101. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers though. You don't have the answers though.
Barbershop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers. I've been doing this more than you. I've been doing this.
Yeah. I've been
doing this more than you.
I was just about to say that. That's funny you said that. That was funny you said that. Happy Friday, by the way.
What's up, man?
I was just going to say that. I was just going to punch in saying, I've been doing this more than you. And that's what I want to say to all of the people who are handicapped patiently and mentally, who can't sit down and listen to a 15-minute audio drama series. That's why I want to say that to them. As a matter of fact, I need to have that sound effect on deck. So after they listen to it, I just need to have it on standby. I've been doing this more than you. What's the name of your series?
We don't know. What's up, man? Happy Friday, SB. Right, man. It's been pretty frustrating, man. I won't lie. It's been pretty frustrating, you know. You introduce a new audio drama series to the world that's a hit series, a takeover series. I'm talking about game-changing type shit. And then you got, you know, idiots.
Well, you know, I gotta bring myself into the reality we actually exist in, which is, you know, I've seen comments, you know, from Game 1. You know, LeBron. That's why LeBron, you know, is trash. Blah, 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 blah. Are you playing in the NBA? Are you the top-ranked player in the NBA? Who are you? Like,
right.
Pause. You got to hit him with the Dame. As a matter of fact, I think that's what we're going to do for the next show. I'm going to have to upload the Dame Dash pause. You know, because they need a pause because you're absolutely right. Not only is this show amazing, it's unprecedented. Not really been done before to the extent of you're combining a catastrophic event such as Hurricane Katrina. For those who don't know what's going on, that's actually a hurricane. The hurricane's name is Katrina. That's not an actor in the series. That's the name of the hurricane, damn it. Okay? Okay?
I've been doing this more than you.
We don't know.
Sorry to tell people, man. Like, shout out to everybody, though, that did give it good feedback, and shout out to everybody that did listen to the first episode of The Nine. You know, we plan to take this shit global, man. Like, this is going to be the thing, you know what I'm saying? But don't wait till everybody else is on it. Like, you know, some people did Power and Empire and whatnot. The show's
popular
right now.
Don't wait till we start a Dub Nation, a nine series, you know, a nine series Dub Nation. The Golden State bandwagon jumpers, you know what I'm saying? You know, because we are out here like Steph and Durant, you know.
Yeah, don't, you know, appreciate it while the shit is free. Right now you're able to listen to it for free, but, you know, pretty soon it's going to be on Apple Music, Tidal, you know what I'm saying, that type of shit. Spotify, you know, only, exclusively. You won't be able to find it on YouTube anymore, so. You know, get in while you can,
I also want to give a shout out to technology, you know, for all of those who are not aware. I want you guys to understand that Spins and myself, we're in different locations. We're in separate locations. The first pilot we did, we were, you know, in the lab together. But for this pilot, I think it's great with technology, how we're able to, you know, produce this, you know, remotely. You know, you're able to lay down the phenomenal accent of Pierre Leon Simmons and send it over to me and we can plug it together, man. That's just the chemistry. We're like Golden State out here.
Yeah, they'll never understand. Really, they'll never understand that. But it's all good. I don't expect anybody to understand that. But, you know, I'm having fun, man. I'm really having fun with the show, bro. I really am. It really allows me to tap back into my childhood, really. And, you know, do these voices and make these characters like I used to do as a kid, man. Like I said last episode.
Who are some of the characters you used to? And by the way, can we get a Sean Carter laugh? That was spot on. I mean, you just pulled it out of your head. I attempted to do it. I tried to do it. But she was like, I'm like,
I can't do it on demand, man. I did it yesterday. I don't know where that came from.
I was like, man, that is spot on. It's like, did you, you know what? I saw a movie, by the way. It reminded me of yourself. I watched it last night. It was pretty creepy. It's called Split. I don't know if you if you're familiar with it, but the concept is this guy has 24 different personalities, and each one of those personalities, each one of these personalities, he's able to emulate them to the extent where his body changes. So if he thinks he's like a tall, large, you know, black dude, his body starts popping, looking like, you know. And that's what I wonder. It's like, when you do these voices, do you shape shift into Pierre Leon Simmons? Are you like a 6'3"? Creole dude who needs a fade, you know, because it's kind of rough, you know, with a stained wife beater. Do you actually look like that? Because that's what he looks like to me.
Sometimes. You know? Sometimes, you know. I mean, tugboat sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, you want to give him, you want to give him a quick rundown, though? You know, after the shout-out, just kind of just give him a perspective of, you know, recap from the pilot episode 1, and you know what?
Well, you know, honestly, SB, I don't. You know why? Because they gotta listen, man. I can't wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to really listen and understand what's really going on. But you know, episode 1 is still available. You can go back and listen to last week's Barbershop Talk 101. Also, we have a new Facebook page strictly for this audio drama series, Benign. So look for that. Follow us on there. Like it. You know what I'm saying? I send out some invites. Shout out to everybody that did accept invites and whatnot. You know, I'll be sending out more here this week. So, you know, hopefully this will catch, you know, SB, I noticed, man, I was looking on YouTube and I seen that the first episode, the pilot episode, got like probably 124 as far as on the views. But over the past few days when I've been, you know, doing the promotion through Facebook, you know, I got like 46 more views. So, you know what I'm saying? We're hopefully it's trending, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the right ears on it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing to have people listening to the show, but it's another thing to have the right people.
That's interesting that you said that. I want to give a shout out to Nola King. You know, I'm on the SB Productions YouTube page. As soon as I uploaded the video, as soon as I finalized everything and uploaded it to YouTube, this guy from New Orleans, Nola King, you know, hopefully he's tuned in or I'll listen to the arc. I'm giving you a shout out. You know, he was actually he's from the Ninth Ward. On top of that, he's a National Guard, and he was there during Katrina. So, you know, I saw how, like, on the analytics targeting, you know, Louisiana, Missouri. And, you know, that's very smart, but I just think it's very cool when someone who's actually is from that area and can appreciate the fabric of the sounds and the texture, you know, that's been deployed for this drama series. So, you know, keep up the good work, man, you know, with the marketing, the guerrilla marketing, you know, because, I mean, 40 views, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive, you know.
Trying to get out there, man. You know, a lot of people got famous off of YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a lot of artists that we hear every day on the radio.
Justin Bieber.
All off of YouTube. You know. So, you know, I'm going to use all media outlets. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, you know, the Twitter page and the Facebook. I mean, the Instagram is coming soon for the 9. So y'all stay tuned for that. But, yo, man, we are. It's almost 5:40, so it's about time to play this next episode, episode 2 of the 9. It's called The Funeral. Of course, if you didn't hear episode 1, you don't know what the fuck is going on. So go back and listen to episode 1, the pilot episode, When It Rains, It Pours. You know, still available on Blog Talk Radio as well as on YouTube. Check it out. And, you know, enjoy it, man. You know, we do this for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing this just for us. Yeah, we can sit here and do this shit all day and ooh and ah over it. But really, we're doing it for y'all, man. So, you know, enjoy this shit, man. Like I said, especially while it's free. Because it ain't going to be too long, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to holler at Oprah here real quick. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and air episode 2. Go ahead and get this up. And, you know, we all listen carefully. You know, don't be doing other shit if you can, because you'll miss some shit. You know, sound effects and whatnot are very important when you're talking about an audio drama series. So, very important because you won't hear shit.
So get some popcorn. You know, without further ado, let's get with it.
Get your drink, get
exciting.
Your smoke, whatever you do.
It's exciting. It's exciting. It's epic. It's epic. And viewer, listener discretion advice.
Yeah, this is rated R, and I let them know. So this one ain't that bad though. This one ain't too rated R. You know, just a little.
Cut. We don't have that Pierre. Yeah, baby.
Nah.
And that's what's beautiful about it. Just, you know, we got. Encompass everything, all elements, you know, from getting your nut off to smoking to, you know, losing, you know, a life, a tragedy to a catastrophic, you know, weather event like Katrina. So it's everything.
Real life shit, man. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for y'all, man. Episode 2, The Funeral, playing right now.
The 9. Directed and produced by Stephen Blandone and Damon Lowry.
Never thought it happened like this, yo. Just told my mama she was going to outlive me. Same day I said, we took out. It's fucked up. Not ready to bury my mama, man. We ain't never had no worse pain like this here. Never had to go through burying their mama.
Are you ready? Let me get you to stand on your feet.
Come on, somebody.
My name is Pierre Leon Simmons. And this is my mama. I forced buried today, unfortunately. I had wrote a little something. Y'all forgive me if I stumble through this here. Dear mama, I know that you would have wanted a lot more for me as far as making some of myself out here on these streets. But the truth is, your son is a gangster. Pierre Leon Simmons is a gangster. I know you was in the church and whatnot. And I've been praying to God all the time. But this right here, I don't really know how to handle. I know you in heaven smiling down on me. And I hope you watch out for me. And watch out for everybody else. Night War, you heard? My mama from the Night War. And I want to thank all y'all for coming out, you know, for the funeral. And paying respects to my mama. Janice Simmons.
drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey, Wody. Hey, Wody. You see, I'm talking
you know
about
time,
yeah,
man.
Right now. Turn the damn music
fault,
down.
My
you
my
heard
fault,
me?
Hey, yo, Pierre. I know we gotta get revenge and revenge and get marked. You feel what I'm saying, Wody? But this Katrina, this hurricane, man, it ain't looking too good outside. You hear me? I mean, I think maybe we should listen to what the weatherman said, maybe relax a bit.
Look here, nigga, I don't care what's coming, hurricane or tornado, whatever it is. We need to get this nigga. This nigga done killed my mama. You heard me? So either you down or you not down.
No,
what it
down.
Gonna be?
It's, you know what it's gonna be.
Cause I can have your ass out on the street in a minute.
Oh, come on, Pierre. Why you gotta be like, why you gotta take it there? Why you gotta take it there,
Nine
Pierre?
Ward, nigga.
You know it ain't like that.
I'm gonna let them another gang step to us. Nine Ward boys, run this shit. We run this here.
I know that. I know.
Talking about?
I know what you're talking about. What I'm just saying is, this is storm coming
let
in.
Let another nigga
be
come
careful.
In your hood and do something like this here. I'm gonna handle it. You know what? Fuck it then. I'm gonna handle it.
Oh, come on, Pierre.
You be scared of the hurricane, I'm gonna handle it.
Yeah, it ain't even like that, man. Come on, man. It ain't even gonna be like that.
Go
man.
Home
come
to
on.
Your mama then, nigga. The fuck out of here.
Oh, you wanna take it there? I've been down for you. I've been down for you for day one. You wanna take it right there? You wanna take it right there, Pierre?
Look here. I don't care nothing about it. No hurricane, no storm, no rain, no none of that. All I care about is Anton gonna pay. You heard me?
Yep. I heard you.
This man that killed my mama, he gonna pay. Look here, Tommy, I don't care what you're talking about. All I know is we're going to find this nigga.
We're going to find him. I'm with it. We're going to find him. Trust me.
With or without you, homeboy, I'm going to find him.
Now, why you got
to
be like
gonna
that?
I'm going to fly to Africa to get away from Pierre Leon Simmons.
I know what you're saying, P-Dog. I know what you're saying, Lord. But I'm just saying it's a little dangerous. We just need to be cautious, is all I'm saying, though.
You ain't got to be part of it. Matter of fact, none of y'all niggas got to be part of it. I don't know all y'all to get the fuck on the body here.
Come on, P. Why you up? Come on, P. It ain't right.
What? I do it my damn self. I want to put a bullet in this nigga anyway.
I do it my damn self.
One minute these niggas talking like they tough, then the next minute these niggas want to run from a storm. All because the weatherman said it's going to be a storm, it's going to be a hurricane. We had a hurricane every year. This is New Orleans, Ninth Ward, nigga. When do we not go through this shit? It's all right, though. Yeah, Leon Simmons going to be all right. Hurricane or not, Anton Jackson going to pay. Care nothing about that deal. You heard me? New Orleans, Ninth Ward, nigga. I be on the motherfucking boat going to find this nigga. All this shit can flood out. Give a fuck. Find this nigga. Nobody fuck with my family. This nigga to kill my mom. Talking about? What kind of man would I be if I ain't do nothing?
Motherfucking hurricane. I mean, it rained hard as fuck, but it happened every year. Around the time, it happened every year. We don't never move out of town, roll out of town, whatever. We ain't got nowhere to go. Where we gonna go? Nigga talking about boarding up houses and shit like that, though. I wouldn't know where to go. I told my mama, she said, I ain't nowhere to go. Where do niggas go with the hurricane? We always stayed here. that? Back door, glass breaking and shit. Motherfucking tree down. Raining like some bitch out here. Oh, maybe I do need to think about leaving somewhere. I gotta keep this on first.
Devastating damage expected. Hurricane Katrina, a most powerful hurricane with unprecedented strength, rivaling the intensity of Hurricane Camille of 1969. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least one half of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure.
Yeah, that's
cool. Powerful, man.
Yeah, man.
Powerful. You know what? I as many times as I've listened to this episode, because, you know, I'm totally obsessed with this shit. Many times as I've already listened to this episode, man, it's like the ending where you hear all the sounds, the hurricane, the sirens, and all that shit, is just really... That part is really powerful, man. I'm glad
morbid,
you composed it the way you did.
It's really morbid, man. Because I don't know if you like really can hear the texture of what's going on in the ambience. What you can hear people screaming. So first, you know, Pierre, which you did a great job, by the way. I want to relate this to kind of like Watch the Throne. You know what I mean? I feel like, okay, I feel like Easy, the producer, like, okay, being fortunate and blessed to have somebody like King Hova, you know, on the track, or just, you know, just Jay-Z and Timbaland, it's a great match, and you can really see it come out to real life once it's done, because, I mean, those sound effects, they could be whatever. I mean, if the right person's not on it, it's going to be crap.
Right.
But I think it's peanut butter and jelly, you know? It's,
yeah.
It's, you know, it's really impactful. What I was getting back to, like, with that hurricane, it starts out with, you know, Pierre, you know, just to dissect it. You know, he's feeling kind of good. He's still feeling, you know, a little pumped. He really wants to search for Anton. He's a little disappointed that Taraj, you know, is in fear, in which they should be. As you can see, you know, towards the end, how bad and catastrophic Katrina was. They're like, yo,
yeah.
Pierre, we, you know, we can do this later. We can die out here. We can all die. With Anton, your mother, everybody, we can all be in the same place. You know? So, you know, Pierre, obviously being Pierre, the alpha male, you know, I can do this on myself. I can do it by myself. Y'all get out. He pulled a mark. Now get the step in, which is everything.
Right.
You know, and as he's chasing around, getting his microwave, you know, gumbo, you know, next thing on a tree comes, and he probably thinks it's Anton coming after him. That's why he, if you can hear, you know, he clocked his nine, you know, twice. He cocked his nine twice. You know, and then, you know, he even said to himself, he realized, like, damn, maybe I should back up, but I ain't got nowhere to go. And which is the truth, and I'm glad, you know, you identified the reality of it, because I've heard, you know, time and time again, people didn't have anywhere to go, man. Where are you going to go? Where?
Right.
You going to go to Kentucky?
Right.
You going to go to Texas? Where are you going to go? You know,
right.
So, and then once that event touched down, like if you notice on the television where it hit the, this is a broadcasting. That's when Katrina just, you know, penetrated the New Orleans ball. You know, and you could hear people screaming. Can you imagine? You know, there were babies, you know, people drowning, you know. I mean, what do you do in that situation? And I hopefully, you know, with a combination of your dialogue with, you know, the sound effects, it really brought it to life. And I'm really interested to see, you know, people who are from that area, really interested to see and to get their feedback. Because,
yeah,
you know, we already know, yeah, we already know that your accent – I don't know how you do it, man. Talk about right there. Like, I didn't know we had Birdman on the show. Put some respect on my name. You heard.
All three of y'all.
All three of y'all.
All three of y'all.
And by the way, I know last time we had spoken. You were going to get, you know, some of the nine shirts made. I think we should put it on the website, which is, you know, barbershoptalk101.com. I think we should open up, you know, a merchandising store where people, you know, if they want to be followers of the show and they really like it, enjoy it, you know, we should make the shirts available to the public.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great idea. We're going to make that happen. Yeah.
But no rompers, though. No rompers. You can't get the male nine romper.
Nah. No rompers, no. We won't be selling any of those. If you want to get you a tiny tee, that's up to you.
Hey,
I don't
sorry, Birdman. Did I say that out loud? I didn't get to go. And you know what? And that's the thing. When we were talking demographic, I would love for someone like, you know, Percy Miller, you know, to pick it up. But to be honest with you, if Birdman, if you got an inbox from Birdman, hey, look here. I'm gonna fly you down, Chip, to the world, you know, and take you out, let you get the real deal experience. You heard me? I would be a little skeptical. I'm like, hey, Finn, you wanna go? You gonna handle it? I don't know, man, because Birdman might have booty goons.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I love you, boy. I know exactly what you're talking about. Nah, I don't know. I might holler at Wayne, but no, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for baby.
What if Weezy? What if Tunes? What if Tunes? He like, hey, look here, I want you to meet my, I call him my daddy. He look like a daddy to me, he can be a daddy to you too.
Nah.
Nope. Sorry. Ain't no Omar over here. Ain't no Omar over here, okay?
Ain't no hold up.
Right.
Ain't no
Birdman,
hold up.
Hey, I can imagine when Birdman walks in the studio, does he whistle? Birdman coming.
No, he just be like,
let me show you. Hey, look here, shorty. Let me show you how Bird feels as young. I don't take this here spaghetti, and you just open your mouth, you heard me? And take it on like a bird, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
By the way, I'm just joking, you know. No harm intended. It's just a joke. Don't send. I know you got goons out there, Birdman. Don't send them at my neck, please. Come on, my yeah. Kanye. I got to do my little Kanye spiel real quick. Don't send them at my neck, or don't send them at my booty.
I know you. Hey man, you're pushing the stick in that nigga name, man. For the record, that's the illustrious talk of shit. It's old man Julius. That's him, not me. You get mad at me, I ain't said nothing. I'm just laughing.
All right, dog. Well, that's good to know for our fans out there. If you'll get an inbox from, you know, Cash Money, Young Money, you know, I'm sending spins out there to close the deal. You heard me. It's Friday, man. Gotta have fun with it, man. You know what I'm saying?
You listen all over Twitter. Ain't no telling who listening.
And the thing is, what's fun about it is, I mean, I'm already ready. I don't know about, well, I already know. I'm ready to get on three, man. What's going to happen next? And like I said before, we want to hear from you guys. You know, our true love, you know, the fans, you know. We're open to, you know, options. What do you want to happen next? Your plot might just make it.
Let me piggyback off of that real quick, SB. Intelligent ideas only.
Just
please.
Real quick, FYI, if Birdman says, when you meet Birdman and he says he wants to piggyback off of that, don't just run. Anyway, go ahead.
Nah, real shit, though. Intelligent ideas only, please. We've, over the past week or two, we've discovered that some people aren't
I've
so
been
polite.
Doing this longer than you. Can you pull up the other Kanye West sound effect, please? The other one. Doing this for a minute, Hedy Stamaine.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine. Google.
Don't, you know, I don't want to
I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
A god.
I just told you.
It ain't Ralph level.
Pierre, who I thought I was. Pierre,
it ain't Ralph level.
Google.
Don't fucking hack with me. Yeah, it wouldn't be a Friday without, you know, Jesus Christ up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, we would love feedback, though, man. Episode 2, if you love it, you know what I'm saying, let us know. Please go to the Facebook page, The 9.
Man, real quick, man, I have to get this off my chest, man. I have to.
What's up?
By the way, okay, when we, you know, say, hey, when we give you the luxury of saying, here, check this out, you know, here, you can have your preview, the listening to what we just put together. That's not saying, hey, we're looking for how we can make this better. You know, we're not looking for that. You know, we're not. We're not. You know, we already have a creative director. Thank you very much, you know, Magic Spins. Okay? So we're not looking for creative direction. Listen to it, and you like it, or you think you're not like it. I don't want to hear, well, I think you should do this and maybe have me in it. Just, instead of doing that, just say, hey, man, I like it. I want to be a part of it.
Right.
Then, okay, I like that. But don't come at no silly angles, okay? Don't do
right.
it.
Because, you know, I mean, you know, people that are interested in actually being a part of it, I get it. I get it. You know, you see something you wanna be a part of. You see something that's dope.
Yeah, Kevin
Durant.
There's a lot of KDs out there. There's a lot of KDs out there. Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe we'll find a spot for you somewhere. Maybe you could do a voice. Maybe you could be one of Pierre's homeboys or something. You know what I'm saying? One of these episodes.
Well, we are actually, shout out real quick, casting call. We are actually looking for... We already have someone in mind, but, you know, wouldn't be adverse to, you know, seeing, you know, other options as well. You know, Pierre Leone's soon-to-be, or, well, let me not spoil it, for Pierre Leone's girlfriend.
Almost let it out the bag, man.
I know.
Come on, man. They got to listen to get all that, bro. They got to listen to get all that.
You're right. So
can't be giving away news.
We want that audition for the one who was on that receiving end of Pierre Leone's, you know, thrashing for 10 minutes. You can listen to the R. Kelly bump and grind. Yes. If you are that girl that can have that dial off of P.S. Young, give us a ring, drop us a message. You know how to get a hold of us? Go ahead and give them the Twitter handle, you know, all the info for those who are just tuned in, you know, late.
Yeah, the Twitter handle, of course, is going to be at BST_101. You know, that's our Barbershop Talk page. We ain't got a whole lot of followers, man. We need to change that on National Donut Day. Did you know it's National Donut Day, nigga?
What does that mean? It's National Donut Day for me every day.
I have no idea, but I know
that's
I picked up my daughter
grown
today.
National Donut Day every day, you know what I'm saying?
I picked up my daughter from school. The first thing she said was, "Dad, can we go to Quick Trip and they selling donuts for 75 cents? Like, they always sell donuts for the low low. Just got to go at 3 in the morning. You know, motherfuckers get old. Shout out to Quick Trip. National Donut Day, y'all. National Donut Day.
Oh, I see. You got it in your PR. I thought you said it was National Grown Up Day.
Nah,
donut. Like, yeah, that's why I said it's National Grown Up Day for me every day.
Oh, no, no. National Donut Day. Donut.
Okay.
D-O.
Okay.
N-U.
That Nola non-wall kicking in right there. Hurt.
You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, like as we said, man, we would like feedback, not advice. Advice, let me tell you where they differ. Advice is when you try to tell somebody what to do, how to handle things.
You need to work on your jump shot, and you need to take to the lane this way. So what, you know, we can do practice to show you how to. To perfect your jump shot. No.
Show you how to do this, son.
No.
That's not what we're looking for. That's not what we're looking for.
No.
Not at all. Some of you that have, you know, you can keep that shit to yourself because that's not what we're looking for. We don't need it.
We're not
asking.
Comedians either.
Hey, man, look, real quick. Why does everybody think that this show is supposed to be funny? When it says audio drama, of course some of the things, some of the events, and I've had people that listen, some of my faithful listeners have listened to both episodes and, you know, been like, yo, y'all are funny. You know what I'm saying? That is fine. This is not a comedy show.
Well, first of all, it's like, you know, do they really think you're Peele? I hope not.
I hope not, too. I don't look like that motherfucker.
Like,
I don't care what nobody says.
Quick 2 second glance. Anyway. I think, you know, the thing is, because they know us, and because they see that, okay, we're changing our voices, that's kind of funny. Oh, you're like Eddie Murphy. Like, I'm like Dr. King. Oh, that's funny. He changed his voice. But the dialogue was also funny. You know, we're actually changing our voices to try to, you know, emulate best as possible, you know, to New Orleans. Now, the criticism that I like to hear is, hey, man, hey. In New Orleans, we actually don't say that. We say it like this. That okay?
That's useful information.
Exactly.
That's not creative direction. That's not somebody saying, "Hey, you know what? You guys should do this." You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between advice and feedback. Feedback is you listen, you pay attention. You know, you give. Hey, you know what? I liked this or I didn't like that. That's fine. I can take constructive criticism.
You know what I didn't realize? Just from doing this little social, like, experiment, you know, just by letting people get the opportunity to listen to this, I didn't realize that so many people were diagnosed with ADHD. damn. All
right, niggas can't put their phones away for 15 minutes. Yeah, I know. I know.
What do they do? What happens when they have to go number two in the bathroom? I mean, they have to be still for, like, you know, around that time. You know what
they
I'm saying?
They have their phone.
Like,
they have their phone.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
They
have
their phone.
All right.
Dude, Candy technology, crush. You know, and it's funny, man. Technology can be a gift and a curse. It's a gift because you're able to do shit like this and deliver a product like this to the world. But it's a curse because people act like unless they're on their fucking phones, they can't function. They can't do anything else. They can't do nothing else. Like, you ever seen somebody wash the dishes and be on scrolling on the internet at the same time? Like, how do you do that without fucking up your phone? Like,
I've been in the car with my auntie. You know, and she's at a stop sign. Real quick, let me check my notification. Like, maybe these people are getting paid and they're just checking their account. Okay, maybe they're playing the stock market.
I think it's a goddamn shame that they have to have special messages out there and commercials and shit telling people not to text and drive. If you're driving, leave your phone alone unless you're changing the music, which shouldn't take very long. You know what I mean? Like, people just are – that's what it is, man. People are addicted to their phone.
I mean, there's only one exception. And I don't want to say any names right now because these are expensive. There are some people who need their phone for GPS.
Not when you have a Benz that has GPS in it anyway.
Well, the thing is, let's just say there's certain times, let's say when they didn't have a Benz, and – they didn't use the phone for a GPS.
I had a GPS system. Anyway.
Wow,
back to the nine.
Expensive over there. I was just thinking in general, man.
Back to the nine. Hope you guys tune in next Friday. I don't know what this nigga's talking about. Hope you guys tune in next Friday.
I think you do.
I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
The one I would have used. Since I'm not manning the switchboard right now, I would have used the shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Okay, yeah, I started to. I started to.
I know.
I started to.
Shut your bitch ass up!
Shut your fucking mouth! Shut the fuck up! This is like your cable network, man. Delayed. Man.
Wow. Shout out to Google Fiber. Can I get my bill back down, please? Y'all agree to cost $15. Can I please get my bill back down? I'll pay the cancel that shit because I got the.
Man, I could have told you who were last night. Game was over while you was on halftime. Jeez.
Too bad I wasn't even there. Anyway, man, it's time to get the fuck up out of here. You got anything to add before we come
man.
Back for next week?
Yeah,
oh, wait. Before that.
Well, talk, you only talk.
Nah. Anyway, if you missed out on this episode of The Nine, it will be an encore presentation again at 10 o'clock tonight. I've already uploaded the podcast, so it's ready to go. 10 o'clock, y'all tune in. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Barbershop Talk 101. So, anyway, what was you going to say?
Can I talk now? We almost out of time. I just want to say have a great weekend. Let me hurry up and finish before he interrupts again. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
No, you ain't talking. Yeah, man, I just want to say I like it. Yeah, well, what did you think about damn.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, I love that boy. Wait, she's dead, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is this a ghost?
Hey, maybe that was her spirit, man. It ain't polite. Dead, man, you laughing at man. What if Pierre found out you were talking about his mama like that?
I thought Janice was gone. I thought Janice was out of here. He just brought her back. Yo, man, we having fun, man. Barbershop Talk 101, SB Illustrious, DJ Magic Spins. We out, y'all.
Wake up, Mr. West! Mr. West! Mr. West!
And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy, like Timothy. job today. Can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer aid, so I guess we just pray like the minister say. Alu Akbar is throwing some hot cars. The things we see on the screen, it's not ours. But these folks from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.